And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report for Friday, the 13th. One of my favorite days, actually. It's a lucky day for me, I guess, maybe for some people. I think John Moore is on the first hour with me. He's the Liberty Man here in Republic Broadcasting. I think he has a lucky incident that happened on the Friday the 13th as well.
Good to be here. On Friday the 13th, my high school football team won its 13th game in a row by a score of 13-12.
Wow, that's a lot of 13s.
A lot of 13s.
We have a lot of issues to cover. On your show, like, you've been on the Nutramedical Report over in Genesis for a number of years, and you have your show here at Republic Radio. You're one of the world-class experts on earth changes and on other issues. I'd like you to kind of cover the latest updates for our audience. The good thing about what I've done in the last month after I scrambled getting away from what I call radio prison at Genesis is to get all of our shows up on podcasts and RSS feed to all of the podcast systems on the planet. We're doing the same with our videos, which are live streamed to Vimeo, to all the RSS feeds, including YouTube, etc. This means we're going to have a good footprint, and we make video, special videos to cover them. In fact, I think one of the interviews that we did back in, I think, February, which is an update when the ALMA Observatory research came out about, quote, Planet X and about Earth changes, we did a special, and that's posted up on, I think we posted that up. We reviewed your article that you wrote with Ann Morrison and put it up on our live stream channel, and it's up also, I believe, on Vimeo as well. So, John, give us an update. What's going on?
Well, sir, thank you, first of all. The story that you and I and Ann broke in July of 2010 continues to have very, very serious effects daily all over the Northern Hemisphere, which is where most of the people are and, of course, where most of the food is grown. That event, of course, is the Gulf Stream having stopped in June of 2010. We're wrapping up year number six, about to begin year number seven here. The predictability of weather temperature and weather precipitation is absolutely gone. And this is so dramatic. So I refer to this doctor as the second most important event in 2,000 years, the most important obviously being the birth of our Lord Jesus. But after that, the war is starting and stopping, countries coming into existence, countries going away, famines, various economic depressions and so forth. None of them even come close to how important the Gulf Stream stopping in June of 2010 is.
Yeah.
And this affects us. This affects us every day, Doctor. This is not something that comes and goes. Now, they're attempting to blame it on El Nino or La Nina, or human activity, things that, if that was true, they would be temporary and would go away, and things would return back to normal. This is not temporary. It's not going to go away. It's not El Nino. It's not cow flatulence. It's not SUV emissions.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, did you see that?
Yeah.
You got to love the British. They take a cow and put a big clear plastic bag on its back and stick a hose up its butt to catch the flatulence.
Yeah, this is the height of comedic stupidity. Yeah. One of the things I like to use is analogies. Analogies. And we talked about this before with Dr. Zangari. You actually tracked down the original research with Dr. Zangari, and I think we had him on for a couple of years, but then he got a little bit skittish.
Well, we had him on, no, not 2 years. It was two shows.
Somebody got to him.
Somebody got to him and said, Dr. Zangari, would you like to see your children grow up? And that was the end of that.
You know? Oh, he was doing research with a nonlinear institute.
He probably still is.
Yeah, they're doing research in Europe, and they're also doing it with NOAA here and the Oceanographic Institutes in the United States. The best way to think of an analogy is, you know how your heart has a atrial ventricular and sinoatrial node? Well, this is the primary node that regulates the ocean currents in the world. So it's like your heart had the world climate had a heart attack, and it damaged the conduction system and the main pacemaker called the AV node. That'd be the best way to think of it.
Well, in medical terms, yes, sir, absolutely. Well, the regulating effect of the Gulf Stream that went on for some more centuries than we know is gone. It's regulating the jet stream.
Right.
And with the jet stream being unregulated, weather is unregulated. The predictability of weather is unregulated, which is an inconvenience for most of us urban dwellers one way or the other. But it's not optional if you're growing grains and involved in agriculture. You have to have predictability in order to invest the money to have a crop come up several months later.
Exactly.
And that's all gone. It's all gone, Doctor. There is no predictability.
Now, you became very aware of some classified access documents years ago, which is why you became really activated to research this further about sea level changes, earth changes, and the loop current is one of the main drivers, but there's other drivers too, including nearer space objects, deep space effects of dwarf stars. The Atacama Large Millimeter Array, the ALMA system, came up with research after it was put in mothballs for 5 years, and that's about the time we did our report back in February. What's your analysis of the effects of deep space, if you want to call it space weather, in its many forms, including gravity waves, near space objects like the Hale-Bopp comet and other things, because we're seeing a change in the energy output of the sun to higher energy ultraviolet light and X-rays. We're seeing a decrease in light and infrared heat to the Earth. We're seeing all kinds of changes that combined make the weather very unstable. The seasons are mixed, which makes it more likely to have famine worldwide. And also, the events of the galactic and solar weather are increasing volcanism and earthquakes.
Yes, sir. Well, let's bring it down to something that people have to deal with every day. The energy from the sun, ultraviolet, and that, would bring into mind the ultraviolet index. It's really beyond my expertise to make any intelligent comment on Earth, on space weather. It's really not my expertise. But I do have expertise when it comes to the dangers of ultraviolet being harmful to human beings walking outdoors. The original index was 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. It now goes to 15, although I understand in some places in Europe it goes to 17. And once it gets to about a 7, you're, for bare skin, you're getting into a dangerous area. 8 and above, the ultraviolet will burn you through normal clothing. A normal lightweight shirt, unless right. It's especially built to protect you from ultraviolet, which shirts and trousers and hats are available retail to have special ultraviolet protection. Doctor, my favorite place to get my weather report on the internet is Intellicast. They discontinued reporting the ultraviolet index 2 or 3 years ago. You can still get it from the EPA. Put in your zip code, and you can get the ultraviolet index for your zip code for any given day. This, I would say less than 2% of the adults in this country would have a clue what you're talking about if you mention the term ultraviolet index. It's almost totally unknown to the general public, Doctor. Yeah, but almost anybody, when you talk to them about going outdoors in the direct sunlight in the summertime, they'll tell you about the tingling, burning sensation they get almost immediately. That's pretty ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And it's not optional. You have to know about this. Knowing about the esoteric things about space weather is great, but the ultraviolet will just flat put you down if you don't have the right protection, Doctor.
Exactly. And now what's also going on is that the output of the sun is shifting, so that 23 years ago, less than 23% of the light was ultraviolet B, C, and D. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, D will cause death. And the output is around 73 to 74% of these higher energy light, plus increased X-rays, gamma rays from the sun, and decreased thermal radiation or infrared radiation. So what's going on is there's a shift in the spectral pattern of the sun, and there's, although the sun is in a sense quieter, there's more coronal mass ejections occurring, and more of these large filaments on the surface of the sun that cause a massive CME. We had one, I think, a year or two ago that was a very big one. In fact, it whipped past the Earth like a baseball whipping past a batter. And if it had hit Earth, it would have, you know, blindsided half of the Earth with the CME knocking out most of the regular electronics. Back in the 1860s, there was an event that happened that hit the telegraphers so bad that it burnt their fingers. They were working on the telegraphy pens, sending messages, and it even started fires. So people should understand.
Yes, doctor. That was a Carrington event in 1859.
Right.
And it did start fires. The barbed wire fencing started fires. The telegraph offices caught on fire. A similar event today would possibly go all the way around the planet. That's one difference between a coronal mass ejection and a man-made EMP. Man-made EMP is strictly line of sight on one hand. On the other, coronal mass ejection is powerful enough to go all the way around the planet, which an EMP made by man cannot do.
Exactly, yeah.
It's incredibly powerful and incredibly dangerous, and it's inevitable. It's just a matter of time when a coronal mass ejection will hit the planet. We dodged the one that was recent that you mentioned, thank goodness. But
yeah.
That was fortunate. But the next time may not be so fortunate, Doctor.
Yeah, I think that from my research, and it's from a number of different sources, including work as a doctor taking care of employees at U.S. Space Command and other classified and other sources, I've come to the conclusion of a couple things. Firstly, there's some very large comets and other objects. We've talked about this over several years with Professor McCanny. He mentioned that the Hale-Bopp comet was supposed to pass through the orbital pathway of Earth on December 24th, 1996, I think it was. And because of orbital and gravitational drag, it missed us by 3 months, but it did pass through the pathway. And it was four Earth masses, a size comet. It was a big comet. When I worked taking care of employees at Space Command, they told me that at the time in the mid-90s, they were able to track and intercept less than 4% of the nearest space objects that could be city crashers or larger. That's not good. It means that most of the weapon systems they have out in space are, we call linear or accelerator weapons, things like rods from God or depleted uranium, directed energy weapons as well, which they do have Earth-based ones that the White Sands Missile Base, but they don't have enough of them. what happens is that the fact of near space objects hitting us is very real. We're like in a shooting gallery. But the other thing that's more sneaky is gravity waves. And I took care of the employees at McMurdo Antarctica, not only in their radio telescope, but the international study they were working on, gravitational wave telescopes and the Pymeson scope under the ice shelf. And what they're doing is looking in the southern ecliptic for the return of a dwarf star, and it doesn't have to return to the inner solar system, because even on the Oort cloud, which is about 0.73 light years out, the gravity waves will change the nuclear activity of the planets and the sun, its radiation output, which can also alter the effect of climate on Earth and precipitate. Gravity waves can precipitate earthquakes because what it does is it shakes the nuclei of ringwoodite rock at 400 to 700 kilometers down, and it releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen to form water, and water lowers the melting temperature of rock that forms magma that creates earthquakes and volcanoes. So I'm going to be getting the professors on from Northwestern University to research this, and Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute. But when you connect all the dots, the globalists are building underground cities like crazy because they know something very cataclysmic is coming, and we don't have a Willy Wonka ticket, do we?
No. The insiders call them hotels. They've built multiple versions of these. In case when they lose several, there'll still be several left.
Right.
And they're not taking any chances. They fully intend to survive this. And ironically, they're spending our money to build these structures, but the people who are paying for it, which is you and I, Doctor, do not have access.
Yeah, the reason is that the money that's used is actually the illegal drug trade. Most people realize that the FBI and CDC, the FBI and the CIA, the Criminal Intelligence Agency, and the Department of Injustice, like Fast and Furious, are the primary movers and shakers of $2 trillion of drugs every year, and it all goes into black op projects, especially goes to companies like Bechtel Corporation, the primary one that build the underground cities. And they use dormant magma domes as their first priority, or Matrix City, where they tunnel through it with these sodium-cooled nuclear reactors that travel literally at miles per day, and they are fairly large. You know Phil Schneider.
We've all seen the photographs, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took care of his colleague, John Fiala, and he had particle disease caused because the sodium-cooled nuclear reactor hits the rock face with impact lasers and then blows the debris on the side, so there's a zero debris, high density obsidian tunnel, and then they lay a tri-radiate maglev track and fiber optic cables and then vacuum it out so it's a vacuum tunnel. And these are crisscrossing all over the world, under the oceans and all across the continents. when they were doing their tunneling, they also found old tunnels in Baja California, and they did a rock analysis with isotopes, and they estimated that the tunnels were between 300,000 and 500,000 years old.
Well, there's all kinds of underground structures being found in Europe and in Asia and in North America that go back into what we would call prehistory.
Yeah, 20,000 to 30,000 years ago.
Right. And this old rock we live on has been around a long time.
It has. And in fact, Jonathan Gray has actually been in some of these tunnels and has documented those on the show for years. And so this is something to expand your viewpoint of what's really going on. Most of the things that you're told in university, which is tier two science, or in politics, or public religions, is wrong. It's incomplete, and it makes you make bad decisions and not realize what's really going on in the agenda. Like, for example, there's a military website called Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, not L-E, a military site, and they predict a reduction in the world in population in the United States from 317 million last year to 2025. Of 65 million in 12 super cities with apartments of 300 square feet for each person.
300 square feet.
That's right.
That's a small RV is what that is.
That's a large coffin.
My goodness. My goodness.
And they've met many times with Obama. And people don't understand that when they push forward these agendas like the LGBT agenda to get rid of the idea that there is a sexual difference between men and women, they want to reduce population by not fixing Fukushima Daiichi or putting fluoride in the water to cause deformed sperm and genetic and other damage. It's all part of a policy, including the vaccine program of the WHO, to sterilize the population to reduce human fertility and create an underclass of subhumans.
And all their agendas move forward day by day, don't they, Doctor?
Yeah, when people try to say that they disagree and that's my opinion, it's not an opinion. I mean, you know, because you've seen the classified documents. I've been there face-to-face with the Director of Space Command. I've actually seen a lot of this stuff, and I've been underground myself in the cities. It's not open to people's opinion. A lot of time, it's funny, people think they have a right to an opinion of somebody's experience. No, you don't. If you're in the military, and someone doesn't have a right to say, to dispute something that you can document actually happened when you're in a military operation. It's just one of those things that's not open to opinion.
That's right. That's right. Well, we live in a world where people think they can do these things, but obviously, clearly, you can't, Doctor.
Right. So let's continue. So when you do your show and you talk about these things, do you think people are preparing either physically, spiritually, or economically for what's coming? Because, you know, I just got Gerald Celente's newsletter, and of course, the world is being prepared for a cashless system. They're purposely trying to start some kind of a war with Russia and China. You can see it. You can see them, in a sense, if anything, they're making the climate problems worse. I remember meeting in 97 with Dr. Isley from the World Constitution Parliament Association that was founded in 1958, and he explained to me for hours exactly how they're going to geoengineer the Earth's climate to capture carbon, drop to the bottom of the oceans. And I took care of the actual pilots to fly at a Buckley Peterson Aurora Airborne bases, putting the nanoparticles in the upper troposphere at 70,000 to 80,000 feet. So this isn't a theory. This is a fact. And the UN is directly behind it, and many nations like America are putting up these particles that can not only image through the Earth to lay out the resources in underground cities and tunnels, but they also can modify weather, and they can also try to modify the climate. And I think part of the problem isn't just the loop current. I think it's that there's manipulation by globalists to cause desertification. We can see every one of the Muslim countries is being desertified, and they're all moving.
Well, that's a good point, Doctor, and we need to address that a bit. The Syrian refugee crisis is largely due to the worst drought in 900 years in that part of the world, which has collapsed the agricultural part of the economy. When the agricultural part of your economy collapses, everything else collapses. So it's not just war. Granted, war is an issue, and all that crazy religion stuff they got going on there. But there is, in fact, a collapse of the agricultural part of their economy, and it's caused just massive issues with that country.
Yeah, so it's all a converging, I call it a storm of fecal matter. Like the ancient Hebrew term is, the Jubilee year is called a Shemitah year. And I would say the Shemitah has definitely hit the fan. We'll be back with John Moore. If you want to listen to his show every week, it's on early in the morning here on Republic Radio. And, John, what's your website address?
It is thelibertyman.com.
We'll be back in a moment with John.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back, and John, what are the key issues that come up on your show or when callers call in? What kinds of things do they want to know, and what issues come up? And by the way, you can call in on the show dealing with these Earth Changes issues with John Moore. 800-313-9443. So what kind of issues come up, John?
Well, it depends on the guest and the topic of the day. We focus on preparedness. We have some health-related guests. We have Ann Morrison, of course, is on every Friday morning with me. And my friend Tim Spencer, we talk about various geopolitical matters. So it's a wide spectrum of things.
You cover everything from, and by the way, trying to get away from allopathic medicine into natural, I know you have some experts on your show too. It's important for people to realize that if you do drugs, it's to rescue, and you need to get off them immediately if you have to take anything in the emergency or the ICU. The reason is that drugs will kill you. I call them pre-embalming, and that's from a medical doctor that's trained in pretty well every specialty. And I can tell you, you don't want to do that. Short-term, the drugs may save your hide in the intensive care unit. Long-term, it'll kill you.
Absolutely. My most recent and last pharmaceutical prescription was 1985. So I'm in my fourth decade of no prescription pharmaceutical products. And if I was any healthier, it wouldn't be legal, doctor.
Well, the thing is that the average person in their late 60s in America now is on 9 to 12 drugs. And many of these drugs compete with each other to be detoxified, and they cause lots of other issues. The same thing as vaccines, which the globalists are pushing. And the vaccines are all very dangerous. There's a few that are helpful. I tend to consider the tetanus and the Prevnar, maybe. But you got to make sure it's not contaminated, like the vaccine that was sterilizing women in sub-Saharan Africa and the Philippines, proven in a lawsuit by the World Court of Justice back in the late 90s. And they tried to do it again, the WHO, to women in Kenya. So
there is a substance in these vaccines called Naugalase, which apparently is incredibly destructive.
Yeah, I can tell you all about it because I'm very familiar with the Naugalase, and I've talked to the people in research that have worked on Naugalase is manufactured by parasites and pathogens and viruses to block the vitamin D-associated macrophage activation factor, the MAF. And if your Naugalase levels go up, you can actually, it's an indirect measure of serious disease and or prelude to cancer and autoimmune conditions, because your Naugalase levels is a direct correlation. What happens is these vaccines either have it in them or they trigger a massive increase in Naugalase, which means you're a sitting duck for things like BAF or brain on fire autism, a sitting duck for Alzheimer's, a sitting duck for cancer and diabetes, because when your Naugalase levels go up, you can turn diabetic overnight. And of course, it can precipitate a massive inflammation of your blood vessels to cause a heart attack or stroke. So they went after the company in the Channel Islands in England because they were extracting the GCMAF from healthy volunteers. They'd validate with, I think, a 21-step process. And I talked to their scientists in their research facilities there, and the European Commission shut them down because in stage 2 cancer, we're not just talking about stage 1, stage 2 cancer alone, and this is below any other natural therapies, which we have, by the way, at NutriMedical.com, we have cancer nutraceuticals that will actually block and kill cancer. This Naugalase, the GCMAF alone in stage 2 cancer was getting a 90% success rate. So there's no way the health industry in America, which is a $260 billion industry just in the United States, was going to allow anybody to cure cancer. No way.
No, that's not going to be tolerated. These doctors that were murdered in Florida, they were all getting very public with disclosing the presence of Naugalase in these vaccines, and it's most likely while they were assassinated and murdered. What do you think, Doctor?
I absolutely agree. I think there are other problems. They died of what's called niceness. You know, I have a personality disorder. 3 years ago, I got a number of death threats all the way from Texas to Delaware. So I went on air and I said, you know, I have techie friends because I'm a pretty techie type person. And I said, we hack into your IP address and we know where you are and are sending the local authorities to get you. And if you're foolish enough to get through my gated community, because we live in a gated community on a mountainside, which is really basically only one access in, I said, I'm like Predator. And I train over with Marines at Ironside with the Marine trainers. I said, I can curl a wire at 30 yards and blow your head off at 150 before I say hello. And guess what? All the death threats immediately stopped. And when I periodically get somebody trying to start to get real angry, I'm going to take you out, Deagle. I said, you know what? That's a bad idea. Threatening me is a guarantee, whether it's legal action or other actions, are going to be, you know, as I say, I'm going to be a secretary for Jesus and make an appointment so you get a chance to meet him face to face.
Or a secretary for Muhammad, as the case may be.
No. My secretarial talents are much worse than Muhammad. You know, I really mean it, and I have lots of exotic ways of making sure the appointment is arranged. So their problem with these doctors is they're too nice. I'm still around because, as I say, people say, why don't they kill you, Deagle? I say, because if they do, you might believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000.
$1,000, so it really is a no-brainer. Visit LandHo.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. LandHo.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, John, we talk about preparedness issues, and the primary thing that I see is a lot of people don't realize you don't have to do everything today, but if you do a little bit each day over a period of several years, you can acquire quite a bit of things. You have a run-and-go pack. You've got water filtration systems like straws. You've got bigger systems all the way up to, say, our the system that I like is the pure water. We even have a tackle box system you can literally attach to your car battery, drop a line into a puddle, and it'll turn cleaner than distilled. You've got there's Berkey systems out there. There's the Life Straw that you can have in your backpack that you can make sure you don't swallow up Giardia, Lamblia, or some bacteria that's going to give you explosive diarrhea and maybe kill you. People need to have heritage seeds. People need to be prepared for the fact that it's not likely to happen. It's certain to happen. There's going to be a stepwise degradation of the economy and of civil activities. The latest that I heard just yesterday was that Russia's really ticked off that we were transferring from our ships to Romania in anti-missile system. And by the way, it's not big enough to stop all the missiles coming in from Russia. It's supposedly to stop rogue missiles coming in from Muslim countries to Europe. And Russia's really upset about it, and they're saying, we're planning on building a second one, and this one will be up in Poland, and the Russians are kind of having fits over it. The fact that we have an anti-missile system, they consider an anti-missile system an offensive challenge to them, and it increases the likelihood.
Well, if Russia was building an anti-missile system in Mexico, we'd be pretty upset, wouldn't we?
I would think so.
Of course. This is their backyard.
Right. Well, the Russians, people don't understand, when the Soviet Union was taken down economically by chicanery, we now have a Christian Orthodox, Russian Orthodox country that still has the Russian principles behind it, of Alexander the Great, which means it's empire. And Russia has a satellite countries that now we have tried to make into NATO countries. We deployed weapon systems on them, which is a direct challenge to Russia. And Russia, like any, you know, competent and powerful nation, has very advanced weapons and a very high level educated and smart people. They want respect the same way as the Chinese. And the problem is that we don't show respect, and that's not a good thing.
It's not. Well, I was very surprised to see President Putin wearing a Christian crucifix on his neck. But I think there's been some attempts in Russia to cut back on the out-of-control alcoholism among Russian men. What do you think, Doctor?
I think so. It's almost like a cultural thing, like you're not a man unless you're mostly drunk. And I think it's really bad because Russia, by its very nature, is real smart. I remember a joke that I heard years ago that God allowed the Scots to create single malt liquor so the Scots wouldn't rule the world, and he allowed the Russians to invent vodka, so they wouldn't rule the world. It turns out that Putin doesn't drink vodka.
No kidding.
No, not an ounce, not a drop. So the problem is that the culture there, too, is now destroying the kids with this thing called Crocodile, which is a very poor quality heroin that's brought in by the cartels of drug lords that we actually protect, so they can literally invade this drugs into the young people of Russia. And because of our policies in Afghanistan, we contribute to the massive shipping of this Crocodile poor quality heroin that arrives in Moscow and other cities across Russia. And people don't know this, do they?
No, this crocodile drug, it causes some of the most grossly horrific injuries and harm to people I've ever seen.
Well, it's called forms of gangrene, and because people are injecting the drugs underneath their tongue, between their web spaces and their toes, and if the drug was clean, you probably wouldn't have as danger, but the problem is it's not. You get a local inflammatory reaction and secondary sepsis and gangrene, and you literally see people with their parts of their limbs fall off. It's just pretty gross. It's like out of the Walking Dead movie.
It is, absolutely.
But remember, we're responsible for that, because we say basically to the Afghanistan warlords, if you don't shoot at us and our troops moving along the roads, we'll let you have your drug trade and ship your drugs and get Russian rubles from shipping it to young people that kills them in Russia. That's what we've done. Now, if there's somebody in Russia listening to this, you need to understand, I want this stopped. And when Russia looks at us now, because they've gone through 100 years of communism, we now have a current Democratic candidate, who I considered Mr. Bernie Sanders, our American Bolshevik. And they've been through all this garbage. And, you know, he huffs and he puffs and so on. But remember, he went to a kibbutzim in Israel along with his cousin. And they even have statues of Lenin and Stalin in these kibbutzim. People don't realize the state of Israel was not founded as a Hebrew Torah, you know, believing Hebrew nation. It was founded as a labor Zionist atheist. People need to understand that.
Well, they need to, Doctor. In fact, the traditional conservative Jews have a really hard time in Israel, don't they?
Yeah, in fact, the conservative Jews in Israel, which is kind of an anomaly because most of the Jews in America don't believe that until Messiah returns that they should, or comes for the first time, because they don't believe he came the first time. The conservative Jews in America say you can only have a state of Israel once the Messiah comes. Now, the problem is they miss him because, to a great extent, what's presented to the Jews in many ways resembles a pagan Messiah. And we've dealt with this in past other programs, but you Jews are very logical. That's just why they do so well in business and science and Nobel Prizes, etc. They're not stupid people. But I asked a Jewish rabbi, because I wanted to learn Hebrew about 26 years ago. He said, look, we're closer to Harry Potter because we're wizards and warlocks. And I said, and they explained how they follow the Sephiot Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. These people are all warlocks and witches. People need to understand that. Modern Judaism has no recompense or similarity to ancient Hebrew Judaism at all. It had nothing to do with it.
Well, we're led to believe that it does.
Well, it's, you know, 1,300 years in Babylon will change you a bit.
That's, you know, 13 times 4 is a lot of generations.
Exactly. So there are some, a lot of Jews will reject this bizarre religion of Talmudic Judaism. That's why they're agnostics, they're progressives, they're communists, they're atheists, or what I call rabid agnostics. And the reason is because they rejected the religion of their fathers, which is pretty damned evil.
Amazing stuff. Well, Dr. Leo, one of the things I focus on a lot is preparedness.
Let's do that. Let's go into that. Yeah.
Let's do that. There's skill sets, literally dozens, but there's two skill sets that if you have a group of six, R600 will be in high demand and low availability. Those two skill sets being ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment and CPR skills. And I advise everybody to acquire both because they will not be optional. These two skill sets could literally be a matter of life and death in any kind of emergency, whether short-term or a long-term doctor. And they're easy skill sets to get right now. Ham radio skills are easy to get. First aid training, CPR, is easy to get. But after the fact, you're not going to get that training, at least not very easily. So I really do strongly urge all people. We routinely have 8-9-year-old boys and girls getting a ham radio license. I took first aid training with my daughter when she was 12. She thought it was a hoot to wrap bandages around her dad. So even youngsters, even youngsters can get involved in this, and they should get involved in it. Turn ham radio into a family hobby for the whole family, not just dad. The whole family.
Yeah, you can. If you contact your sheriff and your local fire departments, they have BTLS, basic trauma life support, basic cardiac life support, and they can do simulations or melange, actually, that'll help you to learn these skills. You need to have the equipment on board. Do not, and this is I'm going to repeat, do not expect any EMTs, doctors, nurses, or anybody to show up. If things go to hell in a handcart, I'll give an example. The most likely thing, if we continue to aggravate Russia and China, is we'll be hit by an EMP weapon, and it could be by Iran. Iran's been testing for the last 26 years how to actually take a fishing boat or a platform, fire a missile 100,000 feet in the air and fire off a 3 to 5 megaton, kiloton bomb. It doesn't have to be very big. You would not hear the pop or the bomb, but all of a sudden a 1,500-mile radius would go dark, and the step-down transformers would be fried. And because we don't make these anymore, they're made in China. If China says niet, I mean, it says, you know, whatever Chinese, they say no. In Russia, it would be niet, but you don't get power anymore for 3 to 5 years.
Well, doctor, you don't need missiles. I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. Would you agree with me that men and women who can't not read and write English bring in heroin and cocaine by the ton to this country?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, therefore, with that as a baseline, why couldn't a foreign intelligence service such as Iran bring nuclear weapons into this country? They don't need missiles. All they need is weather balloons. That's all they need to get these things high enough to do the damage that they want to do.
Exactly.
So the focus on missiles is a distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
All they need to do is get the stuff in the country, inflate the weather balloons, get these things high, you know, 15, 20 miles up or 10 miles, whatever it is, 5 miles up.
Right.
And they'll do all the damage that they ever wanted. And there's no missile signature to track. They're completely silent. Do it at night. Chances are the radar wouldn't even pick it up.
I know when to pick it up, though. Space Command, and this is a problem. One group in government doesn't talk to the others, but we have torsion field imaging in space, which is one of the reasons why we set up this Dyson sphere of nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, because we actually can pick up radioisotopes. So we could pick it up, but remember what I find...
But what are they going to do?
what they'd have to do is... they'd have to hit it with one of our directed energy weapons and vaporize it so it wouldn't hit a critical mass.
They would be questioning what it was. A weather balloon going up over Indiana, they're not going to shoot the darn thing down.
No, they can see it's an isotope. I'll tell you how much they can actually see from space. So what they do is they have these space-based imaging systems that can see right down to 400 meters below ground. And what they do is they fly aircraft over every city in the Western world every week to look for isotopes that are in buildings. After the 9/11, there were two spots that were hot. The Great Kills landfill site in Staten Island, and the other was the Israeli embassy. Interesting, eh?
That's very interesting. Well, right. Where was the follow-up on that?
Yeah, there wasn't. They tried to bury it. So the issue is we could see it from space, but whether or not we'll be do effective things, because remember, our government's building down under Obama our military force, which is a provocation to basically say, hey, we're ready for you to attack us. I think, for example, of Obama with the open borders, he wants the probably 1,000 cells of Muslim terrorists that are already on American soil to just pull it, like, you know, Silverstein did with Building 7. And when he does, right, he's going to get a bipartisan domestic security bill, and he may preempt elections, because the only options they have now is either try to kill Trump, who wears body armor and has a great private security force, or to preempt it with terrorism and get a state of martial law with a bipartisan security bill and take away the rest of our rights.
Well, we don't have very many months before all that would have to take place, if it's going to, Doctor.
Exactly, and the danger is, you see, that Trump has got lots of allies. Remember, these are all one group of Masons fighting another. So he's in a White Lodge, the Scottish Rite Masons, fighting the primarily the Mormon Masons and the Jesuits with the POTUS, the Pontifex. So what we have to understand is it's basically like any other war. Since the Napoleonic Wars, it's one group of Masonic organizations fighting another. The White Lodges try to do, quote, good in their own eyes, like Donald Trump. And Donald is actually going to slay these globalist maniacs and try to build America back again. But he's going to open a lot more cans of worms than he can think. I mean, you know, I told this to Roger. I said, when he starts digging, he's going to find out that the drug trade isn't just a bunch of cartels sneaking the drugs in across the Mexican border tunnel. It's the CIA and FBI and the Department of Injustice directly collaborating with cartels.
Absolutely. I know that from firsthand. I have very dear friends and men I've associated with who were inadvertently a part of that during Vietnam. It was so covert, they were sometimes actually on a mission delivering drugs, and they weren't even on the same airplane, didn't even know it.
Yeah, didn't know it was on the plane, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so let's go over preparedness.
Well, these, getting the skill sets is a beginning. Then you have to get the equipment and the supplies that are comparable to your skills. You, doctor, obviously know that attempting to use medical equipment you're not qualified to can cause injury or death. So there's no point in that. So get supplies and equipment equal to your skill set. And in practice, these are perishable skills, both medical and ham radio skills. They are perishable. And, of course, one person having ham radio skills is no good unless other people in your group also have them, so that you can talk to each other at a distance. And that's the whole purpose of it, is immediate, effective communication.
Yeah, other than CPR for a cardiac arrest, which is may happen, the most common traumatic things are a scalp laceration, which you can bleed out from. So you need to be able to tamponade it and put a compression dressing. The second is evacuating a pneumothorax in your chest so you don't die of an expanding pneumothorax that can kill you in minutes. And it's simple to evacuate that. The next is a compound fracture where you get bone sticking out, and if you don't take care of it, you're going to get sepsis, and the person will die within 24 to 40 hours. So you don't have to dress it and put them in a traction splint. And the other is a penetrating abdominal wound, where you now you have a perforated piece of bowel, or you have a large bleed or a large blood vessel that's been injured. And if you don't know how to take care of that, the person's going to either bleed out or get septic pretty quickly. So these are actually can happen with relatively minor accidents, and if there's not a full extension all the way up to a surgical team, there are things you can do that can actually stop it or protect a person. For example, we have antipathogenics, nutriodine, our Tesla-activated iodine, Allicin Med, and Silver 100. I have developed a neutral defense. We have other technologies. And by the way, we did this list, which I'm gonna put back up again in updates as we have these shows, John, that you started a number of years ago.
It's
on our
been six or seven years ago at your request.
Yes, yeah, sir. and we've done that. I call it the 10-plus list. And it ended up a 10-plus, 10-plus of things that you need to do.
They take on a life of their own, don't they?
Yeah. And what people should realize, if you start doing this list, over a couple of years, you're actually going to find that you're going to start getting competent. You're going to get radio skills. You're going to get BTLS and ACLS skills. You're going to have equipment. One of the things I think people should have is what I call a little trailer they can attach to, say, an RV or an SUV or something like that, so they can have a medical trailer. So they have a table. They have equipment. They can have it all organized right there, so that if they need to go to a site or a camp, they've got a medical trailer. It doesn't have to be big. It can be small enough that you can just pull it behind an SUV. But it has to be capable of, delivering a baby, sewing somebody up, keeping, you know, giving intravenous fluids to someone if you need to. Simple stuff, you know, and a lot of the stuff is life-saving if you intervene quickly enough. One of the things we found, for example, is we discovered this. Our Silver 100 is non-toxic, and we had one of our cleaners. Their father was dying in his late 80s 2 years ago, and so we gave them the money to fly down to Morelia, which is where the monarch butterflies are in Mexico.
Yes.
And we gave them a bunch of bottles of Silver 100. And the Mexican doctors were so impressed, they gave it to him intravenously. Instead of him dying that night, he was cured in 2 hours and walked home himself, and he's still fit as a fiddle 2 years later in his early 90s.
That's wonderful.
So all he did is they just basically took the Silver 100, turned the bottles over, stuck it in the IV, boom, he's in the bag, and he's walking around alive because Silver 100 is 100% ionic silver, so it's hundreds of times stronger than any other silver, and it's going to kill any pathogens that are in your blood. Viruses, bacteria, whatever. And most people don't just die of gram-negative septicemia. They die of fungal septicemia and other things, too.
Amazing, Doctor. That's a great story. Absolutely.
When we come back, we've got a few more minutes to talk about preparedness, and we'll do a bunch of these shows. And they're all going to be archived over on our podcast, so you can actually search them by topic and issues, because I tag them after every show. Thank you, John, for your doing your show every day here. And what time is it now on Republic?
6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday Central Time.
Uh-huh. Good.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Attention all shoppers.
is cancellation day, and we are going to see a cancellation of the dollar and physical money all over the world. We're going to see a cancellation of civil rights. The latest move by Obama, which I find pretty bizarre, is the issue of trying to make sure that the access to restrooms or washrooms of the LGBT group is going to be enforced by federal power, and actually the threat of withdrawing federal funds to schools as a stick in the carrot and stick game that he likes to play. People need to be prepared for physical and economic and health care disasters. For example, the Obamacare tries to force vaccinations. They would love to be able to enforce up to 272 coming in the pipeline, including cancer and behavioral vaccines that can modify your behavior by locking on an NMDA receptor. And by the way, that project was a DARPA project. John, let's continue on preparedness, because I think people should be aware this isn't open anymore to people's damned opinion. I like to challenge anybody out there that thinks that this is just a bizarre opinion and we're doing, instead of late night radio, we're doing, you know, midday radio, trying to kind of frighten people for an agenda. No, we aren't. We want to save human lives. We want to save the human civilization. We want to save a godly and Christian-based America, which is the lead nation of the world. And if without a strong Christian America, the world itself is finished.
Well, there's no precedence that I'm aware of Christian middle-class America ever existing on this planet. None. And it poses a clear and present danger to the New World Order, and right. The New World Order has to destroy Christian middle-class America to do what they want to do.
Right. And no one knows better about the coming Mark of the Beast. And even people that don't read the Bible, even heavy metal rockers know about, hey, I know about the Mark of the Beast. I talked to somebody years ago. He said... And he thought I was talking about some heavy metal group. I said, no, you know it's real. He said, yeah. And he had never seen a page of the Bible. And I'm thinking, yeah, the average person, what we found actually, if you actually do, you know, we call blinded surveys, they really do know, and most people don't trust the government, they really know that most of these, quote, conspiracy theories are real. They're not imaginary. Now, there's a lot of disinformation out there. So there are some disinformation ops that want to steer the information, just like when I revealed the fact that the World Trade Center was not only a war game, and they were putting false icons on the screen, but the buildings were demolished with nukes and RDX, and I had a lot of flack from none other than AJ, Alex Jones, and his buddy Professor Jones, who tried to disprove it, but I actually got the U.S. geological material data from them and analyzed it and presented it in 2007, and I had to threaten to sue the video company in Oregon for 6 months to get my videos of my presentation. So people need to know this is not open. So when you say Judy Wood and direct energy weapons and so on, I have the actual U.S. geological data, including the World Trade Center 6, 55 times higher levels of tritium, which is used in the micro-nuke explosives that were put there by Mossad agents under control of the CIA. And the last day of Mr. Marvin Bush, who is a brother of George Bush, a security officer for the building, was September 11th. So this is a false flag that the government did. People need to know Oklahoma City was as well. And if something terrible happens, it'll be the same. But if you're not prepared physically with these skills, ATLS, BTLS, financially and spiritually, you're going to be in a state of shock.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Doctor,
we'll
thank you.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on soon. I really appreciate what you do every week. Again, 6 to 8 a.m. on Republic Radio, Central Standard Time. And we'll archive this and perhaps do some videos as well. Absolutely. And get those up on our stations and channels. Back in a moment with our science blogger, Ann Morrison, and I want to thank you, John, for introducing me to Ann. She's on Fridays. And then hour three, Firing Line with Michelle, the host, answering your health and wellness questions in every area. Back in a moment with hour two coming up.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.